In 1988, the Western theologian Hans Küng collaborated with Julia Ching, a scholar of Asian religions, to write a book entitled Christianity and Chinese Religions. The authors set the stage for their story by describing how both Europe and China long believed that the entire world revolved around their own respective cultures.
For thousands of years, Europe and China have both thought of themselves as the center of the world. The small world around the Mediterranean proudly called itself an oikumene, the whole of the inhabited world. China saw itself as the Middle Kingdom. For both, other regions and religions counted as mere peripheral zones.
To the casual observer, both Chinese philosophy and Chinese religion appear to be entirely alien to Western philosophy and religion. For example, each of the three main Western religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, affirms a belief in God as pivotal to their systems of faith. Chinese religion focuses more on human conduct. Comparing China and Europe also is difficult because a profound language barrier sets China apart from the Indo-European heritage, as Küng and Ching point out.
When one compares Christianity with the religions of Indian origin, above all Hinduism and Buddhism, they all seem at least to share various words, usages, myths, and ideas of the Indo-European language group between the Ganges and the Mediterranean.
Some scholars question whether or not the Chinese are, or ever have been, a religious people at all. They also question whether the ancient Chinese had gods, myths, and heroes, as did most ancient cultures, like the Greeks, the Japanese, the Hindus of India, and others. But if we look beyond the surface and examine Chinese religion and philosophy in depth, we find that in some ways they are not so different from Western culture after all.